dress everyone together. We are going to read the 14th verse.
பதினான்காவது வசனத்தை எல்லாரும் சேர்ந்து நாம் படிக்க போகிறோம்.
If you are ready, we are going to read the 14. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son. சபையிலன்னா நாலு பேர் தான் இருப்போமா? ஹலோ, இருக்கீங்களா? Come on, we are all going to read together. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive. Praise the Lord. Turn to the book of Matthew. This is a prophetical messianic prophecy from Isaiah. So we're going to turn to Matthew, the first chapter. We're going to read from the 19th verse. If Andrew can read it, you can listen to it. Amen. 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 பராதே. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. அடுத்தது. Amen. Amen. அடுத்தது. ஆஹா. Amen. Emmanuel. God with us. Oh, wonderful. Can we all say God with us? God with us. There's one more verse. And Isaiah 9:6. Everybody knows this. Isaiah 9:6. For unto us, everybody, can you all read together? The Manaparamatin you're seeking. Amen. Unto us, a child is born. Can you just raise your heads and look at me, please? Can you imagine? The first name is called Wonderful. And the last name is called the Prince of Peace. In His presence, we have wonderful things. In His presence, we have the peace. Praise the Lord. As we stand, I just feel that God can use us this Sunday to change many lives. I'm going to preach titled The Gift of His Presence. Lord, we need you this morning. We are not talking about 2,000 years back. We want you right now, Lord. Let your presence be there in this service. Let me decrease and Lord, your word increase today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. God bless you. Praise the Lord. I want Brother Raji to just stand up and Raji and Raja to stand up and give this to everyone immediately. Immediately just take that and give it to him. This is, I want you to keep this as a Christmas gift from the church. Keep it in your Bibles and say, Lord, the gift of your presence. Everyone gets one card, I guess. Everyone gets, so everybody has a Bible. So keep this. And when you go out, when you go to your neighbors, when you go to your other things, tell them, today we preached about the gift of His presence. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Anybody knows the difference between the major prophets and the minor prophets? It doesn't mean that the minor prophets are small and the major prophets are big.
சிறிய தீர்க்கதரிசனம் அவங்க சிறியவங்க பெரிய தீர்க்கதரிசனம் பெரியவங்கன்னு சொல்லி அர்த்தம் கிடையாது.
Praise the Lord. So minor prophets are not different from major prophets, but there's a major difference in the major and the minor prophets. The major prophets are the prophets who prophesied upon the Messiah, the future, the Messiah's coming. The more things about the Messianic, about the future, about the God's coming back as a Messiah is mentioned in this five major prophets.
Devan maamsathil velippada pogurathu mesiyava varapogurathu kurithu inda aindhu theerkadarsigal pusthakathil ezhuthappattirukkirathu adai kurithu sollapattavanga periya theerkadarsigal.
Can you imagine many years back when Joseph was standing there confused? Joseph was so confused about his wife. Before he can get married to her, Mary is pregnant. Can you imagine a husband trying to get married to her knowing that she has already got a child? Can you imagine a Jew or a Hebrew who's just doesn't know what to do after 400 years of silence? Suddenly an angel is coming and he's saying the Messiah, the messianic prophecy is going to come true. And that is God with us. See, today you just look at me just like that. I mean, like it's no, you all know about Emmanuel. You know the meaning of Emmanuel. You know what we have preached, many preachers. We have Brother Emmanuel, name is there. We know about the name. But 400 years, many years back, when Joseph heard this, when a Jew heard this, can you imagine yourself as a Jew? We need to go back many years, what a Jew would have thought about this Emmanuel. Because the Jew, even though he's having a covenant with God, he is a special person in front of the Lord. Because God came for them, but he was not have the privilege of the presence of God. Even if you're, come on, Brother Raji and Raja, come back. Praise the Lord. Don't disturb them. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you're going to look at it in a Jewish angle, he never had the chance to see and be in the presence of God. Because in those days, the Jews has to go through the rituals, the feast, and the sacrifice to be in the presence of God. But suddenly, there's a news from heaven, God with us. They would have got confused. All these days, we were thinking, there's only one priest who is trained all the year, then goes into the holiest of holies, then he sees the presence of the Shekinah glory. He is the only one who can feel the presence of God. He needs to pass through many things. A brazen laver, he has to pass through that. A brazen altar, then that the place called the holy place, then they get into the holiest of holies. So first is the altar. If you need the presence of God, this is what you have to do. Then the brazen laver, then you get into something called the table of shewbread, then you get into the candlestick, then you get into the altar of incense, then you get into the holiest of holies. Even if you are a Jew, you never felt the presence of God.
இருந்தாலும் சரி கர்த்தருடைய பிரசன்னத்தை நீங்க உணர முடியாது.
So they were coming out from Egypt.
எகிப்திலிருந்து ஜனங்கள் வெளியே வந்தபோது
they didn't have a government.
அவர்களுக்கு ஒரு அரசாங்கம் கிடையாது.
Praise the Lord. They were vagabonds, they were slaves, they didn't know, they didn't have a government. They didn't know what to do. There's no constitution. We have a constitution in India, but the people of Israel never had a constitution. There is nobody to tell them, this is the way you need to do, this is the way you need to go. There was no government. Praise the Lord. They were just a group of people. Hallelujah. Who God loved. Praise the Lord. He says, I love you, so get out from this place. Can you imagine in one night? They were just, come on, today we are going. My wife is learning Hebrew. So I'm learning from her some of these things. When they went that one day, one night, God made them a government. Praise the Lord. You need to understand God's plan. They were under the government of Egypt. I'm talking to mature Christians today. They were under the government of Egypt. The Egypt had a soldier. They had the minister. They had all the hierarchy was there. But for the people of Israel, they had one leader. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They had one God. The pagans around them, they were just making, laughing at the people of Israel. Because for one thing they had one God. For another thing they had one God. But the people of Israel said, we have only one God. For everything, we have one God. One God. Says that God is telling us to go, and we are following Moses. They never felt the presence of God. Hallelujah. One man brought the presence and distributed to them. He says, God told me this. I heard the voice of the Lord. God told me this. They never felt the presence of God. So he came and told them, let's go, let's go. One night everybody believed Moses. Believed that one God. Let us go out from Egypt. They get out. They never had a government. They never had a minister. They never had a constitution. They never knew the finance. They never knew the economy. They never knew the food processing. They never knew the agriculture. They never knew any of these things. But they know only one thing. My God is going in front of me. He's going in front of me. Praise the Lord. He says, the God is going. He will take care of me. The first thing they come into is the Red Sea. Then their things are starting to work. Slowly, this wonderful God, who is a spirit, wanted to give them a government. He called Moses into the Mount Sinai. He gave them the law. That is the constitution for the people of Jews. Praise the Lord. They said, now we have the Torah. Now we have a government. Now I know what to do. Now I know about the creation. They had a set of rules.
கிடைத்தது.
But still they never had the presence of God.
இன்னமும் எல்லாம் கிடைத்தது, கர்த்தருடைய பிரசன்னத்தை உணர முடியவில்லை.
They didn't know what to do.
என்ன செய்வதென்று தெரியவில்லை.
All these rituals they have to go through.
அந்த பிரசன்னத்தை உணர வேண்டுமானால் எல்லா சடங்காச்சாரங்களையும் செய்ய வேண்டும்.
But after 400 years
400 ஆண்டுகளுக்கு
பிறகு of silence
அமைதியாக இருந்த பிறகு
they didn't understand all these concepts.
இந்த எல்லா நோக்கமும் அவங்களுக்கு புரியவில்லை.
Ritual தூங்காம இருக்கிறதுக்கு அடிக்கடி கேக்குறது சொல்லுங்க. ரிச்சுவல்ஸ், ரிச்சுவல்ஸ், ஃபீஸ், சாக்ரிஃபைஸ், ரிச்சுவல், ஃபீஸ், சாக்ரிஃபைஸ், ஒன்லி தென் காட் கேன் பி வித் யூ.
இதெல்லாம் இருந்தாதான் உங்களோட கூட இருப்பார்.
But now suddenly the angel is coming and telling, this God is with you. They said, I can't understand. That Shekinah glory, he said, how can it come? No, I don't want to know it. But the angel came and said, God with us. Mary, you don't understand. You don't know what you're carrying. Amen. The God has come near. Praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor, Emmanuel. Emmanuel. Emmanuel, 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 God with us. They were thinking that God is somewhere in the holiest of holies. But now they are saying God is with us. The angel is saying God is with us. You know, then when Mary was trying to give birth, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I need you. I need something. Praise the Lord. Can you white face? Can I have your dupatta? Yeah. Sure. Hallelujah. When Mary was carrying the God with us. She was carrying the God with us. Nobody understood this. The great God, His presence, where people never knew about it. Now, God with us. As an ordinary baby. Mary didn't know she was handling such a precious God. Mary, did you know? It's just not a child in your hand. It's just not a child of every day. Everyone has. You are carrying the presence of God. You are carrying the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You never knew it. Can you understand why Mary is so important in Christianity? Because she carried the presence of God. Because she fed the presence of God. She was handling that baby. They didn't know. We have to ask Mary, did you know it before? Did you know whom you're handling? The Shekinah glory. Where the people are not able to see that God who was in the spirit, that God manifested in flesh, and He is Emmanuel. He's right in your hands. Oh, you can, He's just right in your hands as a flesh, as a body. As a body. There's a flesh in this. Oh, she didn't know it. Oh, this is, oh, I didn't know this. Oh. She says, I didn't know it. Oh, God. Am I carrying such a King of Kings and Lord of Lords?
Oh,
this is the presence of God. He says, Emmanuel, where my forefathers were wanting to see the presence. Is this that Emmanuel? Is this the God with us? It's not important about the wise men. It's not important about the gifts. It is important about the gift of his presence in the hands of Mary. Now slowly, this baby is growing. And it became a 12-year-old Jesus. Praise the Lord. He was walking into synagogues. Then 3.5 years. 3.5 years. 33.5 years totally. This flesh, this body was walking on earth. Praise the Lord. We understand so easily. But the Jews never understood. They were not able to accept this. They said, no. The Shekinah glory is different. I can't accept this. But it's all about Shekinah glory walking amongst us. John 1, I think 10. The word became flesh. Brothers, sisters, please look at me. And the mamsamagi. Nirendavarai. Namakule vasam paninar. Amen. They saw the glory of God. The glory, the Shekinah glory was in that flesh. What the people of Israel used to see behind the veil. Amen. Let me go back. I think some of you understand, some of you don't understand, some of you think, sorry, it's only Muchiri. No. What they saw behind the veil, they saw in front of them. Oh, hallelujah. That wonderful presence of God, where only one person was able to see. What they saw behind, they were saying before. The flesh. You just see the Jesus in the gospel and the Jesus in the Acts are different. Praise the Lord. Oh, Rabba, Shala, Rabba. You know what you see in gospel? It's the package. It's a package. Or covering. It's a package. But that's not the gift. So what you see in the gospel is a package. Hallelujah. What you see in the Acts is the real thing. Hallelujah. You don't worship the package, but you worship the thing which is inside. This is the package. We cannot worship the package, but the one inside. Praise the Lord. Do you understand what I'm talking? God was a spirit. He came as a flesh. In the book of Acts, he came back as the Holy Ghost. So we don't see the package. Package has the start day and the end day. So I don't wear a cross. Where is the silver tonga potting be hearty in the cana? Silver is gone. That cross is empty now. That tomb is empty now. Jesus is alive. Christmas is not about singing carol singing. It's not about the baby Jesus. It's not about the manger. It's not about the shepherds. It's about the glory. About the glory contained in that flesh. Even the angels were watching this flesh walking around. Hebrew. Brother Andrew, Hebrew. Yaar edukadinga. I just want you to be facing me. Hebrew for 10th chapter, verses 19 and 20. Satama padinga. Hebrew 10th. Sagodrare. This is what the, from the Jewish angle. Amen. Amen. Yeshuanavar. தம்முடைய பக்கத்துல சொல்லுங்க மாம்சம். சில பேருக்கு அப்படியே கண்ணுல பல்ச்சு அடிக்கணும், இனிமேட்டு திருப்பி கேள்வியே கேட்க கூடாது. சொல்லுங்க அந்த மாம்சம் பக்கத்துல. இங்க வெளியூர்ல சொல்லுவாங்க ஸ்லாப் சம்படி அப்படின்னு, அடி ஆனா ஒருத்தன சும்மா இடி இப்போ சொல்லுங்க மாம்சம். இத நீங்க புரிஞ்சுக்கிட்டீங்கன்னு வச்சீங்க. You know that oneness of God. There's no confusion in your heart. எந்த பாஸ்டரும் குழப்ப மாட்டான். எந்த டினாமினேஷனும் குழப்பாது. Religion is fake.
மதம் என்று சொன்னால் அது போலியானது.
Oh, hallelujah. You know what happened in the 400 years? Update, 400 years, the presence of God was not there. But the high priest were faking. Oh, now we are shaking your head. Hallelujah. 400 years of silence. The priest will go fake the God. Religion is faking. Denomination is faking. Preachers are faking. That's why I don't like the religion, but I love Jesus. Praise the Lord. Don't love your religion, love Jesus. Don't love your class, love Jesus. Don't love your job, love Jesus. The whole thing is containing that glory in that flesh. இத நல்லா அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் பண்ணுங்க. படிங்க பிரதர், படிங்க. பிரவேசிக்க, அதாவது இந்த பிரசன்ஸ், கரெக்டா,
பிரசன்னத்துக்கு பிரவேசிப்பதற்கு.
ஹல்லேலூயா. தம்முடைய மாம்சமாகிய, hey, he is comparing the well with the flesh. Because for an Hebrew, for a Jew, the well is the one which stops him. Hallelujah. He cannot go to the holiest of holies. The veil has to be broken to see the presence. Now, to write into Hebrew, it says the veil and the body, the flesh are same.
படிங்க.
Amen. சொல்லுங்க புதிது. சத்தமா
புதிது.
உங்களுக்கு எல்லாம் ஒரு மைக் தரணும் போல இருக்குது. ரொம்ப சோகமா இருக்கீங்க. சொல்லுங்க புதிது.
புதிது.
I am new. I don't need the well. I need Jesus. Hallelujah. I think if you understand what I'm preaching today, you are great. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, I don't want the well, but I want the flesh. படிங்க, முடிங்க சீக்கிரத. புதிதும் ஜீவனுமான மார்க்கத்தை. ஆமென். அவருடைய ரத்தத்தினாலே. ஆமென். ஆமென். ஆஹா, நமக்கு யாருங்க சொல்லுங்க. ஒருவர் ஒரு வருஷத்துக்கு We don't need that priest. Jesus is the high priest. Jesus came not to do miracles. அதெல்லாம் அவருக்கு சாதாரணம். சொல்லுங்க, சாதாரணம். லேசான காரியம். நீ அது சாய்பாபா கூட பண்றாரு, ஜல்கின்றாரு ஜல்கின்றாரு ஏதோ வருது. Jesus didn't come for that.
He didn't come to walk on the water. He didn't come to make, you know, wine, the water into wine. He didn't come to give, you know, this, you know, blind man the eye. The aim was, Lord, I need to go to the cross.
He had one destination.
That cross.
Whatever happens, I need to be on the cross. He says, I need to go to the cross. When he went to the cross, you know what happened there? There was one soldier. He never knew what he was doing. The soldier never knew what he was doing. You know how you will open your gift?
எப்படி உங்களுடைய அன்பளிப்பு திறப்பீங்க தெரியுமா?
நீங்க எப்படி திறப்பீங்க
அன்பளிப்பு?
உங்க gift எப்படி திறப்பீங்க?
ஒரு அன்பளிப்பு கூட எப்படி திறப்பீங்க?
ஒரு ஒரு பென்னை வச்சு திறப்பீங்களா? இது எப்படிங்க திறப்பீங்க? How you will open this gift?
எப்படி இந்த அன்பளிப்பு திறப்பீங்க?
Amen. இல்லனா knife எடுமா, knife எடுமா, scissor எடுமா, scissor எடுமா, scissor எடு. I open my gift like this.
இந்த அன்பளிப்பு இப்படி தான் இதால கத்தியை எடுத்து
I open my gift like this.
இப்படி தான் அன்பளிப்பு திறப்பேன்.
But you know how Jesus opened his gift?
இயேசு எப்படி தான் அன்பளிப்பு திறந்து கொடுத்தாரு?
There was a soldier.
சேவகன் வந்தா.
He came there. He said, "Oh, what are you? You are a false prophet." He said, "I'm going to open your gift." He said, "I'm going to open your gift." When the spear went into Jesus, the blood started flowing in. He says, "I opened my gift through my spear. I opened it. I came all the way from heaven to open my gift." Oh, hallelujah. Says, that's the gift. The soldier never knew. He was opening up something big. It was not an ordinary blood. It was a saving blood. It was a delivering blood. Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, he was opening his gift. Oh, ribala rabo shala raba. That blood still saves. It's a holy blood. Pakkathula solunga holy blood. Oh, hallelujah. This is a beautiful thing. The moment this was opened up, water and blood started flowing out. He said, I'm giving my gift to you. He was just hanging up. He says, my gift is flowing. Flowing through the hospital today. Flowing through the railway hospital right now. Flowing through the Mugapir hospital right now. When you open your mouth in Jesus' name, when you say by the blood of Jesus, he says, my blood is still flowing. It's flowing. He says to all the hospital, for the sick people, for the drug addicts, for the prostitute, for all of them, my blood is still flowing. I open my gift. He was on the cross. But at the last thing, you know what? This is the most beautiful thing. He says, it is finished. finished. You know what was he saying? He was not saying, okay, that was not the meaning. My transformation as the glory of God, as the Shekinah glory, as the flesh, as the body, is finished. God with us. Some of you are opening your eyes. He came for a reason. The Shekinah glory was not able to contain. Then the gift was opened. He says, now anymore, you are not going to see me. Bible says he gave up the ghost. Until he gives the ghost, you will never get the Holy Ghost. He says, I will give my ghost. Then he came. He came and he was like a glorified body. He was moving for 40 days. God with us. He says, I'll never leave you comfortless. I will come again. On the day of the Pentecost, he came back again. He says, my body is transformed. That's why I call some of the people to say, when you finish your prayer, Yesuvin Moolam illenga, it is straight. Because that 33 and a half years, he says, it is finished. This glory is going to come back to you as a spirit. What a wonderful plan. In John it says, God is a spirit. Nobody has seen God. But Paul writes, Jesus is the image of the invisible God. They saw God walking. Now there's an end to this flesh. The veil is broken. Praise the Lord. The altar is broken. The candlestick is broken. All these things are broken. The holiest of holy is broken. He says, anybody who calls, God is with us. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to finish with this verse. When the gift started flowing in, what we lose is that most of us preach about the gospel Jesus. We don't preach the Jesus who is in the Acts. Praise the Lord. We never talk about the Acts, the Jesus in the Acts. He came as a manifestation. Went back as a spirit. He says, I'm going to come back again. But till the time, my presence is with you. You know what is a gift? It's a gift. Gift of his presence. You know what is a gift he has given you? This is the crux of the message. He left the earth. He's a spirit now. Even if a backslidden today, if you come with sickness, if you come with something in your heart, you're so confused, you don't know what to do, your relatives are there in the hospital, but I'm going to open, introduce the gift of his presence to you. I'm going to open it up. Jesus said, where there are two or three are gathered in my name, I'm in the midst of them. I am as close as you utter my name.
என் நாமத்தை எவ்வளவு அதிகமா உச்சரிக்கிறீங்களோ அவ்வளவு நெருக்கமாக உங்க அருகே இருக்கிறவர் சொல்லுகிறார்.
Can we say Jesus?
இயேசுவே சொல்லுங்க பாருங்க அந்த நாமத்தை சொல்லும்போது அவர் அருகே இருக்கிறார்.
Can we say Jesus?
இயேசுவே எல்லாம் சொல்லுங்க பாருங்க.
When you say Jesus,
இயேசுவே சொல்லும்போது
the gift of his presence is opened.
இயேசு என்று சொல்லும்போது அவருடைய
பிரசன்னத்தின் வெளிப்பு
நமக்காக திறக்கப்படுகிறது.
You don't have to go through all these things.
அந்த நாட்கள்ல செய்த எல்லா சடங்காச்சாரங்களுக்கு நான் கடந்து போக வேண்டிய அவசியம்
கிடையாது. I am opening the gift to you today.
ஆண்டவர் கொடுத்த அன்பளிப்பு இன்றைக்கு திறக்கப்படும்.
Can we say Jesus?
சொல்லுங்க பாருங்க இயேசுவே.
Some of you are not opening your mouth.
இன்னும் நீங்க வாய் திறக்காம இருக்கீங்க. இந்த நாமத்தை சொல்லுங்களே.
Listen. Listen to me. When you say Jesus,
இயேசு என்று சொல்லும்போது
is there?
இயேசு என்று சொல்லும்போது அவர் என்ன சொன்னாரு? என் நாமத்தை.
Oh Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
மாத்திரத்திலே அவர் இன்னைக்கு நம்மோடு கூட இருக்கிறார். பக்கத்தில் இருக்கிறார்.
The gift of his presence.
அவருடைய பிரசன்னத்தினுடைய அன்பளிப்பு.
Is the name of Jesus.
பிரசன்னத்துடைய அன்பளிப்புன்னு தெரியுமா? அந்த இயேசு கிறிஸ்து என்ற நாமம் மாத்திரமே.
Now miracles happen.
அற்புதங்கள் நடக்குது.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
இயேசு கிறிஸ்துவின் நாமத்திலே இப்பொழுதும் அற்புதம் நடந்து.
I am opening the gift to you.
அந்த அன்பளிப்பு உங்களுக்கு
கை. I am opening the gift to you. The gift is the name of Jesus Christ.
அந்த அன்பளிப்பு என்ன தெரியுமா? இயேசு கிறிஸ்துவின் நாமம்தாங்க நம்ம கொடுக்கிறது.
Open the gift. And he has assured you, when you tell my name, I will be in midst of you. God, God with us. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Can we all say Jesus? Jesus. Jesus is somewhere. நீங்க இரும்பலாம், நீங்க உருளலாம், நீங்க பெறலாம், பட் ஹி ஹஸ் அஷூர்ட் அஸ் when you say my name,
நாமத்தை சொல்லும்போது
I will be there.
நாமத்தை சொல்ற இடத்துல நான் இருக்கிறேன் அவர் சொல்லி இருக்கிறார்.
For the people of Jews, they never understood this.
They
are still waiting for Messiah. They still don't know the veil is broken. But today we know the gift of his presence, the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Can we just say the name once again?
அன்பளிப்பாய் கொடுக்கப்பட்ட நாம இயேசுவே.
இஸ் தே இட்ஸ் எ கிஃப்ட். இட்ஸ் எ கிஃப்ட். இட்ஸ் எ கிஃப்ட்.
அன்பளிப்பு.
இட்ஸ் எ கிஃப்ட். ஓபன் தட் கிஃப்ட் ஆஸ் மச் அஸ் பாசிபிள். ஹalleluya.
சீக்கிரம் முடியுமா அவ்வளவு சீக்கிரம் கொடுத்து அன்பளிப்பை திறங்க.
கீப் சேயிங். When you walk you say in Jesus name. When you have a problem say in Jesus name. When you want healing you say Jesus name. That's the gift of his presence. It's not in the Shekinah glory now. It's in the name of Jesus. It's there. The gift of his presence is there everywhere. We are called the Jesus only people. There's only one name.
ஒரு நாமம் தானே இருக்கு.
Only one name.
ஒரே ஒரு நாமம்தான்.
To get the presence of God.
தேவனுடைய பிரசன்னத்தை பெற்றுக்கொள்வதற்கு ஒரே ஒரு நாமம் மாத்திரமே.
Can you close your eyes and say Lord I have this issue in my mind.
கண்ணை மூடி சொல்லுங்க பார்க்கலாம். என் சிந்தையில இந்த பிரச்சனை இருக்குது ஆண்டவரே.
Pastor told me to open the gift of your name.
உம்முடைய நாமத்தினுடைய அன்பளிப்பை திறக்க சொல்லி போதகருக்கு சொல்லி இருக்கிறார்.
I'm uttering the word Jesus.
இயேசுவின் நாமத்தை இன்றைக்கு உச்சரிக்கிறேன்.
Boldly.
தைரியமாக.
Let your presence come, Lord Jesus. Let your presence come, Lord Jesus. Somebody can feel his presence today. Hallelujah. The Shekinah glory, where nobody saw, came as a flesh, worked on earth for 33 and a half years. And he left us and said, where there are two or three are gathered in my name, I am Emmanuel to them. God with us. That's the Christmas we are going to celebrate. Oh, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Can we all say, Jesus, I need your presence, Lord. Oh, the Shekinah glory. The wonderful presence, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. I need you, Lord. Jesus, I need you. Oh, Jesus, I need you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I feel in my heart, if you're going to utter this word, some things are going to be broken today. Hallelujah, Jesus. Open the gift this morning, brother and sister. Do not be. Open it up. Say, Lord, come here today. Hallelujah, Jesus. Can the church be loud and say, Jesus? Jesus, 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 Jesus. Our Christmas has started with the name of Jesus. When you say Jesus, He is wonderful. Hallelujah! He is the counselor. Can you all repeat along with me? He is wonderful. He is the counselor. Mighty God. Everlasting Father. Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, Deva, prasanna me, irangiye, vandirule. Deva, prasanna me, irangiye. Devare ho, ho Lord, oh Jesus, hallelujah, oh riba mama la rama shalere, oh Jesus, oh Jesus, oh hallelujah, oh. Oh, Rababala Rabo Shalarebe, the Karababala Rabo, the Rabola Rabo Shalarebe, Ribabala Rabo Shalarebe, the Karababa. Those who are filled with the Holy Ghost, can we speak in tongues and worship this one true God, Jesus Christ? Ribala Rabo Shalarebe, the Karababa. Ribabala Rabo Shalarebe, the Karababa. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Ribalarabo, Shalarebedikarababa. Oh, wonderful God, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. What is your problem in front of this wonderful God? If you are able to touch your neighbor's shoulders, we are starting the Christmas celebrations. Our church and our family and our children, our next generation, we are starting by saying the word, the name above all names. I have the gift of Jesus. Oh, for Solomon's family, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, for Solomon's family, Lord, I open the gift of His presence. I open the gift, the name of Jesus. Rikabala raba shalere medikara Rikabala raba shalere medikara baba 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 baba. Oh, hallelujah. Kattarthuvam avar tholil mel irukkum. Kattarthuvam avar tholil mel irukkum. The government, hallelujah. The government. Kattarthuvam avar tholil mel irukkum. The government. Jesus, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord Jesus. Our family starts with your name, Lord Jesus. Our Christmas is all about Jesus Christ. Rest everything is only an accomplishment, Lord. But the main reason for us to live today, it's Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Let your grace and mercy follow us as we enter into the month of December. You be wonderful in our lives, Lord. You be the counselor for our family. You be the mighty and powerful God. You be the everlasting Father to us. And Lord, let there be peace in our houses, in our workplace, wherever we go. Let the Prince of Peace be with us. Let us start the day with Jesus and end the day with Jesus. Bless the families today. Jesus, most precious and most powerful, the gift of His presence, the name of Jesus Christ. In Atumawe, Katare Stotri, in Muru Lame, Pasutanamate Stotri, in Atumawe, Katare Stotri. I'll say the saga of Baharele Marwade. Amen. Hallelujah. Yellarikuma. கர்த்தர் உங்களோடு கூட இருப்பாராக. Let the gift of his presence be there in your lives.